Welcome to week two of this St. Augustine's retreat called Adventures in Prayer. And I don't know if you've ever noticed in your praying that some things are easier to pray for than others. Have you ever noticed that? Some things I feel like I could pray all day for that, and it feels energizing, and I feel engaged and connected. And other things I know I should pray for and I want to pray for, but my word, is it hard work. Do you ever feel like that? Well, today we're going to talk about burden bearing in prayer, because there are two distinctly different kinds of praying for. Praying for people, praying for situations, prayer that we sometimes call intercession. There are two distinctly different types of intercession, I think, and understanding the difference can be really releasing in doing both of them with greater energy and greater freedom, perhaps than we ever have before. And to get the feel for these two different kinds of intercession, I'm going to tell you about a piece of priestly garment. Not priestly as in your priest who you might see on Sunday if you go to church, when one can go to church, but the priests in the Old Testament. So Exodus chapter 28 has some very lengthy, detailed descriptions of absolutely everything that a priest would wear in the temple, even down to the underwear. It gets very personal. But there is one item of clothing which I find incredibly helpful in understanding the responsibility of prayer. You see, priests had the task of carrying the people of God to God in prayer, of standing between the people and God in intercession. That's what intercession means. Inter means between, and session comes from the Latin sedere, to move. So it is to be between. If you can imagine one hand reaching out to take hold of a person or a situation or indeed an entire people, and another hand reaching to God, that's the picture of priestly intercession. So the priest had intercession as part of his role, and he wore what was called an ephod. Now, an ephod is a sort of a tabard type thing. It goes over your shoulders and it comes down over your chest. And the ephod had three plaques on it. So three objects attached to it. It had two shoulder pieces, epaulettes if you like. And each shoulder piece had a stone. And on each stone were engraved the names of six of the tribes of Israel. So the priest would wear six tribes on one shoulder and six tribes on the other shoulder. And then on the chest, so over the heart, specifically says over the heart, he would carry, there was another plaque which had 12 stones, 12 precious stones. The shoulder stones were onyx, but on the plaque he had 12 precious stones, different stones for each tribe, and on each stone was engraved the name of that tribe. So he carried the tribes over his heart and on his shoulders. I find that immensely helpful in distinguishing between those two prayers, and it's the, or those two types of prayer rather, and it's the same tribes, it's the people of God, but some of it gets us in the heart when we pray and some of it feels like it's on our shoulders. Shoulder prayers. Those are the prayers, the things we know we should pray, we want to be faithful in praying for. It doesn't come easy. It can feel a bit dry, but we do it because it's a work. Working prayer, if you like. Heart prayer, the stuff we carry on our hearts, things which matter to us deeply. We hardly even need to think how to pray. It just spills out of us. We could go on for hours. Heart prayer might be your family, might be a particular situation that you are grieved or troubled by at the moment. Might be a particular justice issue that really gets you. It gets you right there in the heart, and praying for it is natural as breathing, really. Those are heart prayers. Shoulder prayers might be, well, this is different for everyone, but a bit of confession. Shoulder prayer for me is praying for politics and leaders and government, and praying for issues that don't perhaps touch my life as deeply as other things do. Praying for things, praying for other nations for me is sometimes shoulder prayer. I want to be faithful in prayer for the developing world. But if I'm honest, it's not something I do with an abundant overflow. It's something I need to really think about and work at. So a couple of tips for each kind of prayer as you think about it this week and as you engage in burden bearing this week. Shoulder prayers are prayers about which we often need to be informed. So if I find something hard to pray for, it may be because I don't know much about it. So when it comes to, for instance, praying for a nation in the world, say I want to pray for a particular nation and I feel a prompting from God to pray, but it doesn't flow easily. One of the things I might do is get well informed. I might go and read something about that nation, particularly listen to stories of people living in that nation. And that helps me to connect with the issues which I want to pray for. The second thing about shoulder prayers, I think, is being specific. They're often issues which feel much too big for me to pray for. I perhaps want to pray for a natural disaster or a situation where something really terrible has happened, but it feels immense. I can feel the weight of it on my shoulders even as I'm talking about it. And it's hard to pray when things feel heavy. So in that situation, I narrow down. Spirit, prompt me to one particular aspect of that situation that I could pray for today. And maybe tomorrow I'll come back and pray for another single aspect of that situation. By focusing down, those burdens we carry become more manageable. And the Spirit leads us to pray as the Spirit wants us to pray for those things. Heart prayers, a couple of tips for heart prayers. Well, heart prayers, as I've said, are overflowing, gushing. There are endless words I could use. I feel, as I say, like I could go on all day. Lord, come. Lord, change this situation. There's an immediate connection, and that's a beautiful thing. Allowing that to happen is important. Heart prayers are supposed to be emotional. Some people say, well, I get too emotional when I pray for that. I shouldn't be that emotional about it. You may not feel emotional about your shoulder prayers, but you should feel emotional about your heart prayers. That's why they're on your heart. Remember, the priest was asked by God to carry the people on his heart. So allowing the emotion to flow is important. And that may be best done simply by weeping. It may be best done by feeling some frustration in you and pouring that out in your words to God, speaking what might have seemed unspeakable things to God. The second thing about heart prayers is that they often feel heavy in a different way. Shoulder prayers feel heavy because they feel hard to pray for, or I don't really know, or it feels too big. Heart prayers can become consuming. They can be things that we can hardly stop praying for. There's a fine line between the emotion of a heart prayer and the anxiety, the heaviness of worry, of, oh God, I can't see a solution to this. Oh God, this is too much. This is too painful. And therefore, when we make heart prayers, it's crucial to be handing those things over to God. That's a burden that we ask God to help us bear. We don't give it over completely because we don't stop caring, but we ask God to help us bear it. There's a lovely verse in Psalm 68 that talks about the God who daily bears our burdens. God would bear your burdens with you, your heart burdens. And so prayer is not just asking God to intervene in situations you deeply care about. It's asking God to help you carry those situations prayerfully, but safely and healthily within the scope of your own life. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift and the privilege of intercessory prayer. We give you thanks that you are the God who invites our involvement, who loves our participation and our partnership. We thank you that you invite us to join in the work of transforming your world by praying, and we joyfully accept that invitation. Give us grace and strength for our shoulder prayers. Those things we don't find it easy to pray for, but we want to pray for. Those things we feel a sense of responsibility to join in praying for. Would you steer us to those things? We can't pray for everything. So Holy Spirit, would you steer us to the things we should pray for? And would you prompt us as to how to pray and what to pray? And then our heart prayers. Holy Spirit, the things which are groans within us and groans within you. We thank you for the tenderness of connection and union with you over those things. Help us to pray with emotion. Help us to feel safe enough to pour out our hearts, not just in words, but maybe in tears, in silence, maybe even in groaning. Help us to pour out our hearts. But help us too to share the burden with you. Help us to stay the healthy side of intercession before it turns into trying to solve the problems ourselves or becoming anxious and overburdened. Holy Spirit, you who intercede with us, Jesus Christ, you who intercede for us, God our Father, you who receive our prayer, teach us to pray.